Welcome to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling. You are about to discover impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you, so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Be sure you visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now tune in, get ready, and enjoy the journey of emerging as a leader of exception in the 21st century.
Welcome everyone to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Nethling, coming to you from Roswell, Georgia. The goal of this podcast is to bring topics and guests that will empower you to become that confident leader and take your business and your life to the next level. Today, I am very excited to have Nate Zalesnik as my guest. Let me tell you a little bit about Nate. He is the founder of the Integrated Ascension Method, White Dove Method, and co-founder of Merpati Puthith, USA, specializing in merging ancient Javanese energy work, gonna have to ask what that is, with modern science and technology. His method combines advanced breath work, personal energy management, vibroacoustic therapy, brainwave modulation, and various holistic therapies, aiming to foster physical, mental, emotional, and conscious strength. With over 20 years of full-time teaching and training experience all over the world, Nate is a sought-after keynote speaker and master trainer committed to teaching individuals to unlock their dormant abilities, achieve superhuman breakthroughs. His work has been featured in the documentaries and validated by professionals across multiple fields, and proving that development of the higher human potential is possible in a methodical way that blends perfectly with the Western paradigm. So today we're going to talk about how do we optimize your body, mind, and spirit in minutes a day. Please join me in welcoming Nate Zalesnik. Nate, you got me on some tongue twisters there, but I remember whenever I first looked at your information and I thought, he's combining the East and the West together to really make some breakthroughs. So I was anxious to sit with you and see, just learn a little bit more about you. So as always, I welcome you and ask you the simple first question. Where do you live?
Okay. Well, I'm originally from outer space. Anybody who knows me will tell you that. But I currently reside in a little town called Huntsville here in northern Utah.
Yes. You know, it's funny. Zalesnik would be a great out of space kind of robot-y kind of name.
Or Russian.
That's true. Okay. So, you know, we gave a bit about all your accolades and, you know, what's professionally, but what's your journey been like, Nate, that took you from that young man to where you are today?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting road that, you know, as a being of consciousness that came here to have a body and have experience, I served myself up some pretty amazing adventures and also a lot of struggles, which I think a lot of other people have as well. So growing up in a small town here in Utah, anybody who's been to Utah or knows of Utah will know that there's a predominant religion here. And I'm not part of that religion. So growing up as a small kid, there was a lot of bullying, both physically and mentally, on a daily basis until I was about 15. So from about 5 years old, when I went to kindergarten and I actually got around other kids, to when I could actually have my driver's license and drive and go to a place with some more diversity, I was the odd kid out. And so what happened was around the age of 12, I started to have spontaneous out-of-body experiences. So literally my consciousness would leave my body, which, you know, I found out later that the government, the CIA, had people trained in how to do this to spy on the Soviets. So it's a real you know, we understand that consciousness is non-local. It's not housed in our body. We understand that, but we don't know where it is because it appears to be everywhere. Well, the thing is I was highly suicidal. I felt there was no safe place for me. Every time I turn around, I was getting my ass kicked. And so I was not a natural born leader. I've always been a lover, not a fighter. But when I was about 16, I started martial arts training because I wanted to be able to defend myself. And I hit the weight room really hard because I was just tired of being hurt all the time. Well, and I think that that's a common, kind of a common thing for a lot of people. They can understand what it's like to be bullied and want to do good, but not really having that opportunity. So when I was 23, I had what I call a synchrodestiny, where I had always been interested in martial arts. My whole life, I wanted to be a ninja and a Jedi. I wanted to be a ninja-Jedi. But, you know, when I started martial arts training, it was a little strip mall, karate dojo, which was great, but meditation, energy work, come on, that's not going to happen. In the United States, that is very rare. And this is long before MMA or cage fighting. That was not to come around for a long time after this. But when I ordered a course out of Black Belt Magazine that guaranteed me inner power in 2 weeks or I could get my money back, I was like, sold. I want inner power. I want chi. I want, you know, I've had all these experiences, these energetic experiences that I couldn't really talk to anybody else about. Mm-hmm. But I knew that if I could harness my energy, I could do some amazing things. And so I got this course, which turned out to be about 4 pages thick. And it was just hand-drawn little stick diagrams, which did not help at all. But it did come with a VHS tape that showed Indonesian martial arts. And I knew I had some shirts from Indonesia, but didn't know much about it. And it turns out that there are over 700 different martial arts styles in Indonesia. And on this documentary, which was in Indonesian language, I got to see some people doing some of the most amazing things I had ever seen. So I'm sure most people have seen a martial artist break boards or bricks, but I'd never seen anybody breaking steel or stacks of iron or literally 20 feet of poured concrete bricks with a smile on their face. And these people are, you know, 5'2", 5'5", very small, relatively, and breaking these things like they were not even there. And so I was like, okay, that's pretty amazing. But when I saw people who could literally see blindfolded, and I'm talking blindfolded people and blind people who could drive cars through traffic, they could, military people who could shoot targets out of people's hands with a blindfold and a hood cinched around their neck, ride motorcycles in between people. And I even got to see blind people who could read printed material, even though their eyes were white as a sheet. And I was like, no way, you can't do that. But I'd had enough of these experiences before that I'm like, well, maybe Jedis are real. I just have never had access to that. And so I thought it was great. But the next day, I had my soul, my spirit served me up what I call a synchro destiny, where once that happened, my life was changed from that second on. And I watched a blind woman almost die in front of me. She was going to cross the street and her dog led her face first into the light pole. So right there at the intersection, I had an epiphany that I needed to find those Indonesian people to help that woman. Mm-hmm. I'd never met a blind person. I just knew that that would be a more difficult existence than one I was enjoying. And I made it a mission to go find those people. And I did. I was able to find the people on that documentary because I only understood two words, Merpati Putih, which in Indonesian, that means white dove. And I thought that was really interesting, where a lot of the martial arts that you see are like black tiger, red panther, or something where it's kind of an aggressive, powerful animal. The symbol of peace and justice, that's kind of strange. Well, I brought the first team of Merpati Putih over here to the United States ever to do a demonstration and multiple demonstrations across the country. That was when I was 23 years old. And I mean, pie in the sky, I can change the world. And the thing is, they had never allowed a non-Indonesian person to learn this ever. Mm. So I brought them over because I just wanted to help them help blind people. But when they were able to see what I was willing to do, the chairman of Merpati Putih looked at me and he said, Nate, we're going to allow you to be the first non-Indonesian person to learn this. Now, this was a cultural heritage for 500 years that was kept in a royal family of Central Java until 1963, when it was released to the public during what's called the Indonesian Genocide, where over 500,000 people were killed by their government. And the 10th generation royal family heir and two of his sons, they released this knowledge to help people be able to defend themselves better, but also to be more energetic and consciously aware of their impact in the world. And, you know, if you can understand that when you hurt someone else, you're actually hurting yourself, you're not as likely to hurt other people, because we're all connected. And so I brought them over and they allowed me to start training a week later with a man who just happened to live in Salt Lake City within an hour's drive of me. Of the three people in the whole country that could train me, one was an hour away. So that's another synchrodestiny that led me on this path. And after a few weeks, one of my younger brothers joined me and we started training together. And a year later, we actually brought the 11th generation royal family heirs over here to personally test us and inaugurate our school as the very first outside branch of Merpati Putih in the world. And for 20 years, we owned one of the largest martial arts and meditation academies in the country. And to that end, the pandemic came along. Mm-hmm. And within 6 months, we all remember Friday the 13th in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. Everything shut down. And within 6 months, over half of the martial arts schools in the country closed permanently. And ours was one of them. Well, we pivoted strongly to teach this mind sight ability to small select groups and for people who were willing and courageous enough to travel. They would travel to us in Utah and we would train these people. But we had to give up training people from age 5 to 85, which we trained thousands of people up until that point. And so that was a big switch for us. And then recently, we decided to part ways in business. So he's doing one thing and I'm working on the integrated ascension method, which combines the Merpati Putih martial art, not the martial arts, but the meditation and the breath work, which is not like any other breath work in the world, with all these 21st century technologies, because we have so many things available that they didn't have in the 16th century. And I'm the only one in the world doing this. So I primarily do this for online classes where people from all over the world can log in. They can actually learn this art in the comfort of their own home. But I really specialize in working one-on-one with high level CEOs and C-suites, with professional athletes, and with influencers. The reason why is because my mission, Vicky, is to help millions of people. And I know that the best way to do that is from the top down.
Yeah, that's true. Get this world back to where it should be. So you started out trying to get away from bullies or to deal with bullies and got involved with martial arts. As you said, martial arts didn't, in the U.S., especially in that time, didn't really focus on the spirituality of it. But at some point, what was the driver that inspired you that you needed to integrate that?
That I needed to integrate the internal
spirituality. Yeah, right. The change inside as well as physically outside.
Yeah. So it was really back to those out-of-body experiences around age 12. You know, I thought I was dying, honestly. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was happening because I would leave my body and I would see my body laying there. And it's as clear as I see you right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? And sometimes I'd snap back into my body. Other times I'd actually journey out through the house and go have amazing adventures. It was almost like my higher self or my soul, my spirit, whatever you might want to call it, was telling me it's okay. Hold on. I know you're thinking about, you know, taking the early exit on a daily basis. It gets better. You're here for a reason, Nate. And so I really feel that that's where it started. And then I had been a martial arts scholar for years and years. I wanted to learn all about the ninjas and the samurais and the Tanjin and the Korean warriors, where Taekwondo came from, and all the different places in the world where people basically learn how to beat the crap out of each other with their hands or weapons, you know, essentially. And, you know, when I was doing that, I learned a lot, and I took numerous martial arts, and I just never found the one that really resonated with me, because they all seem to be very force, like matter on matter, force implied. And granted, there may be a time for that if you need to defend yourself, for sure. But that's also another thing about traditional martial arts, is they're the ones who never need to use it, because we know how to de-escalate situations and keep a calm head because of the confidence that's built by knowing that we can defend ourselves. But that's still not what I was looking for, because of these out-of-body experiences, remote viewing experiences that I had also studied and really read so much on. I was just looking for a martial art. I was actually looking for anything. It didn't have to be a martial art. It would help me tap into what my higher abilities are, but not in a dogmatic, like a Rama Lama ding dong way. I grew up non-religious, so I don't really resonate with dogmatic practices that rely on complete faith. I want to be able to feel it. I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to do it and know it. And that's what the Integrated Ascension Method provides people, is the opportunity to actually do it, feel it, and know it, and become it. That way it's not based upon what you believe, or maybe you were born in a certain society where this is one thing you see all the time. It's something that if you have a body, it will work for you. And if you don't, I can't help you. And that's okay. You're not watching this podcast anyway. So.
So who were some of the people you mentioned, athletes and things, but who were some of the key people that you've helped over the years? And just give us an example of the transformation they might have had.
Yeah, so that's a fantastic question. One of whom, I'll actually give you two, and these are very elite athletes. One of whom, his name is Drew Brophy, and he's one of the most famous big wave surfers in the world. Well, Drew had a near-death experience with COVID. He was in the hospital on a ventilator for 70 days. He holds the world record for being on a ventilator the longest and surviving and recovering. He was in a coma for 30 days, and he woke up on Christmas Day, 2022, and he was paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, wow.
So if you can imagine this athlete that could hold his breath for 3 minutes while getting 50-foot waves smashing him, all of a sudden, he's having a machine breathe for him, and he can't move his body. And he's had a long road to come back, and now he's back in surfing shape. But when I first met Drew in Costa Rica, while I was training a group of Grammy award-winning musicians down there, actually, I met Drew and I found out more about him. And so I taught him literally a 5-minute exercise. It takes about an hour to teach, 5 minutes to do, of this very unique type of breath holding work and energetic alignment work of the Integrated Ascension Method. And after about 5 minutes, he was starting to tear up. And I went over to him and I said, Drew, what happened? And he said, I'm breathing better than I have since I got sick. And this is a year after he got sick. So the next day we went out surfing and he taught me how to surf. So, and he was able to go out and paddle out and get waves for the first time since he went to the hospital. Wow. So that's one. Another good friend of mine, his name is Cody Crowley, and he is the number one ranked welterweight boxer in two different fighting divisions, the IBF and the WBC. And when I went to Las Vegas to train Cody one-on-one, which is my forte, is working with people one-on-one, it took about 3 days, and he noticed that his hand speed had gone up, his endurance had gone up, and he was hitting the bag much harder with less effort, just from the actual, not martial arts training, just from the internal power building. I've also had people that had asthma for decades, literally to the point where they would be put on a ventilator for several times a year, because no medication would work. And after several months of this training, they've never used an inhaler. And that's, again, or had a cortisol, like a steroid shot again. And it's been over 20 years, because they just take literally 5 to 10 minutes a day with this very specific type of breath work. And that is normal. Almost everybody who's ever come to us with asthma has seen it go away. And I don't promise any healing, but that's the thing, is if it works for you, it works for you. And no matter what, it's going to benefit you as long as you have lungs and a body.
Yeah.
So
You mentioned about, changing technology, AI, and how you're incorporating things. Where do you see yourself in 5 years in what you do? What changes?
So that's a great question. I see myself coming up in the next 5 years where I have at least 5,000 people in my membership groups. And then I also am working at least once a month with high profile individuals or high net worth individuals who have large followings so that I can help them create a systemic change in themselves, which then filters down through their group. It's kind of like this, Vicky. If I was going to go and let's say work with Amazon, I could go to the Amazon, warehouses and work with the individual people, but that wouldn't actually change much overall systemically. But what if I was working with Jeff Bezos and he decided, oh yes, listen, all of my people need this program because they're going to be better on the floor. They're going to be having, less sick days. That is one of the coolest things about what I do is less sick days. And so if they're able to produce more, they're going to be happier, going to be having more stamina to work longer. They're going to be sick less. And if it was something that was paid for by the company and they're seeing, it's not just about their work. It's about their entire life because none of us came here to have a job. All of us came here to have experience. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's true. So when, you seem very positive right now and upbeat, but you talked about that dark time that you had growing up. When did you feel that enough was enough and you just had to make a stand? And did you have the support of the family and the people around you?
Yeah. So no, not really. To this day, even after 24 years of doing this, my mother's only ever come to see our school in a demonstration one time. So it was not something that I had a lot of support. And I really, honestly, I was afraid to talk to a lot of people about it because I was having these very strange experiences that I didn't feel that anybody else would actually resonate or, I mean, I was already weird enough just not being of their religion. Let's go ahead and talk about this stuff. This is long before you had people using terms like, I dropped in or I got a download or those things were not being talked. This is the 1970s and 80s or early, like the early 90s. Nobody talked about stuff like that. And, that's a really important thing when, if we look at this just as a tribal mentality, we've got this limbic part of our brain, which tells us that if we're not part of the tribe, we're dead. We have to be part of a tribe because, our ancestors did go out and a cave bear or a saber-toothed tiger was going to eat them. Being alone, an outcast, meant death. And so we still have that programming on a genetic and a subconscious level inside of us. So for me, I just tried to do everything to be a good boy and not make ripples or waves because I was already outcast enough.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. The time has flown by. We definitely could spend a lot of time just on that subject. What do you think, if the audience is trying to determine, well, can Nate help me? What would be a sign for somebody that they could use what you're doing? The breath work or the discipline that it takes to do the various martial arts. Where are they in their life right now that really could benefit from it?
Well, I don't teach the martial arts anymore. I moved away from the kicking and punching people and over to the helping people rise into their own greatness. So will people that heads the integrated ascension method? Yeah. And so this is an important thing. I don't help anyone. I help them help themselves.
Nice.
That's an important distinction because there are too many gurus out there. And that's the thing about a guru is whether they say it or not, even just the followers of the guru, understanding is that, you can only get there, but only through me. No, we are all infinite, unlimited, eternal beings that came here to have experience. There is no greater, there is no lesser, but there is a greater or lesser amount of knowledge that we have. And so with the integrated ascension method, if somebody wants to have better, higher performance, if they're an athlete, or if they want to live life longer, have a deeper connection to their source and other people, if they want to have energy expansiveness, if they want to start unlocking their higher abilities, maybe that's seeing without their eyes. Maybe it's hearing from a distance. Maybe it's energetic healing and balancing for other people. Or maybe, and this is a superpower, especially in today's day and age, being able to use our breath and our mind to find literally immediate calm and inner peace in any situation. There is enough in the world that's going on that will take our peace away if we let it. And I don't think any of us came here to just be at the affect of everything around us. Mm-hmm. So helping people be sovereign and powerful and shielded from other people while still being empathetic is so important. So really, if somebody has lungs, this is for them. This is not like Wim Hof breathing. It's, I mean, there is aspect that is kind of like that, very similar, but this is not like the super ventilation or the hyperventilation breath work. This is hypoventilation. It's holding your breath to your own degree that you can, increasing your lung capacity, which that's the number one indicator of longevity is breath capacity. Car accidents don't count. Those are accidents, right? But the number one thing that will help you live longer is a larger breath capacity. Studies have shown this over decades with tens of thousands of people. So those two things alone, whether somebody wants powers or not, it doesn't matter. That's not what this is about. Because when it comes down to it, this is about having the best lifespan, health span, and fun span that we can.
Yeah. Nobody wants to live to a ripe old age, but, you know, can't do anything, can't be present. So for sure.
Yeah.
It's time for me to share my screen. So if you're just listening, you know the drill. Go get a paper and pencil. And I will have the contact information for Nate. So his website is iampure.energy. That's iampure.energy. Facebook is Integrated Ascension. Instagram is Integrated_Ascension_Method. LinkedIn is Nate-Zelesnik. That's NateZelezNick. YouTube is at Integrated Ascension Method, and TikTok is at Integrated Ascension. I'm going to let Nate talk to you about his call to action, what you can find when you go to the various websites and social media to help you determine whether or not you should connect with Nate. Nate.
Nice. Well, I am very fortunate that I have what I think is, for energy work and development and meditation, I think it's the sexiest website I could have gotten, right? I am pure, not .com, but I am pure.energy. So I am pure.energy. That really sums up what I do and what I offer for people. So if you go, when you go to iampure.energy, you're going to have two different very cool things that you get a chance to get right there. First is a shielding class. So this is, I mean, we've all had the experience of being around people who are negative, and we start to feel negative, or we start to feel defensive because they're in a bad mood. Well, imagine if on the fly, you could literally walk through the threshold of a door into a chaotic situation and feel like you are now the calm in the center of the storm. And when that happens, you start to help other people attune to that calm. I've seen amazing things happen with this. It's a very cool exercise. People can get that right there on my website for free. And then also my new book, which is called Awakening Transformation. You know, everybody wants to transform, or, you know, like you were saying, Vicky, ripe old age. Well, people who live to be 75 or 80 years old, who basically, they didn't actually live to that age. What they did, well, they lived to that age, but they didn't experience that.
Yeah.
Instead, they just experienced the same day over and over and over for 80 years. Yeah. So this transformation and this awakening, it all comes down to being present. And I have very specific breath work to help people be very present, not just inside themselves, but with their family, with their friends, with their partners, with everyone that they're around, and also especially for themselves. So that's the best thing that people can do right now is go there. And then if people really want to jump in and get the actual royal family of Java's breath work, that's my LEAP program. So they take that LEAP, and that's the Life Force Energy Ascension Protocol. And people can learn it right at their own home. And this is the one that helped Drew be able to breathe better. This is the one that's helped people with their asthma. Cody, the boxer, improved his power in just a couple of days. And it will for you too if you decide to take this LEAP.
That sounds awesome. All right. Again, you can go to iampure.energy to get all the information that you need to be able to connect with Nate. Well, Nate, you know, it's really so true what you say. So many people that we know that they spend those last 10, 20 years of their lives not really present, not really living. And I'm all about having that richness of life, you know, in this next journey that I'm on now in my 60s, soon to be 70s. You know, I want to make sure that it's a good one. And breath work is so important. It is so true what you're talking about, even if you're just trying to be able to calm yourself. So again, everyone, go to iampure.energy.
Beautiful. All right, Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being a great guest. It is always a pleasure. And always, I remind everyone that life is a journey and it's up to you to enjoy the ride. This is Vicki Nethling signing off.
Thank you for tuning into the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling, where we share impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Remember to visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast.